Pujari class in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, ISKCON Chowpatty in Mumbai on 19th of January 2011.
I can hear others. Can you open this? Tell, you are telling Sanskrit, you are a Pandit, very good. But for good of others, speaking Hindi or English, you didn't?
Control over sex desire.
Control over sex?
Desire.
So, it's putting in a different way.
Not to talk and joke with woman.
Not to talk and joke with woman. Very good. Good boy. I want exactly like this. You are right. It is a little broad. What you are saying is very broad, but what you are saying, it can be again subdivided to be more distinct. Here it's red. And there is a sloka. I read the sloka. You know the sloka? On the swarna?
Plan for.
Who has got this thing? You can read. Everyone listens. You see. There are 8 aspects of Brahmacharya, as described in Sridhar Swami's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam 6.1.12. Swarnam, Kirtanam, Keli, Prekshanam, Guccha, Obish, Guccha, Vash, Sanam Guccha Bhasanam. Sankalpo, then Adha Basa Sasya Kriya Nibhutti Evacha. So Sanskrit, as you already know, what it means is one should not think of Umaya. Then speak about sex life. There are so many tidbits. You know, there is a magazine, TV, and all, everybody knows this thing. Dealing with woman. Look what you said. Last food, very good. Then, any other can distinguish it with you. Talk intimately with woman. Alone, talking, what is there? Very dangerous. You may think I am immune. I tell you one. It's good to make it not very dry. There are many devotees come, we know, though we are all trying to become devotees. Say, big gathering every year, we have got many occasions. There was a Krishna consciousness every day, festival. Festival means everybody get together, chant, dance, distribute prasad, take. So there are different occasions. So go sometime in this occasion, the many young men, young ladies, this sort of thing is very likely to happen. So some say, no, I am a staunch brahmachari. I never fall down. You should never think like that. And neither look down upon other ashram people. The result is very, result seen is in melancholy after some time. Everybody understand English? Yes? So, English samajhna hai, haat uthaiye. Excuse my Hindi also. Kasul karna. Kasul kiji. Yes, I think I previously gave Brahmacharya class here.
Yes.
Yeah, Pura Puna, Juhu, Vrindavan, Dhaka, Pyopata, Mahapata. Good gathering of Brahmacharya, it's very nice. So, I saw sometimes somebody bragged like that or looked down upon. And the result is very bad. You shouldn't be proud and look down upon others. There is a Bengali saying, Gute kade gobor hase. somebody maybe he's leading a life and he feels I am very fallen, and others think, oh, I am great. That means his downfall is very near. Not think like that. This could happen to anybody and everybody. Once Prabhupada was asked to make it not very dry, I'll tell some illustrations to me. Well, many times Mahaprabhu was said, don't ask. Sometimes he also answers. So one day asked Prabhupada, what you pray? Because prayer is very powerful. How you pray? You feel Srimad Bhagavatam, full of prayers. Yes? You see that? Full of prayer. Either short or big, mostly prayer. Right? Prayer means you pray from the heart, feelingly, Lord responds. Bhakti means it relates to the heart. You can do with your body, mind, everything, mental, but bhakti actually relates to the heart. Heart means, implies love, affection, feeling, sympathy, all these things. With mind, you're not so, could be little official. You are every day chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, no, no. I was thinking, how to finish 16 rounds? Not so much into how you know nicely you chant. So this is also like that. So Prabhupada, our acharyas sometimes have example. They may not be in that state, their condition either. But to teach us, we should learn from them. From the example of what they're saying, because they feel. Feeling they do. So Prabhupada asked, Prabhupada, what do you pray? Was I pray, my dear Lord, let me serve you and see I don't become victim of mine. As you understand, Prabhupada is very strong. He only joins me by the sword. But we should learn that Prabhupada is teaching us. From this we should know. From this we should learn from Prabhupada how to pray. Feeling. If we really pray, definitely we take it serious, but sincere, we must also follow what he says. So they are here, they are all these things are their quotation on Srimad Bhagavatam, very valuable. Very valuable. And also from the later, practical, when Prabhupada's writing, Prabhupada's written to by his disciples, and Prabhupada's answering. This is history repeats. So we are also like that, we have got common on this problem. But we take it seriously, sincerely try to. Krishna is there. There is a saying, God helps those who?
Yes.
God knows within your heart, if you want to remain. In Krishna Pasa is so nice that even a yasta, if you live a very controlled life, with respect to, with reference to sensual pleasure, with his life partner, he is also considered a brahmachari. In old days, there are many great sages, they are grihastha. They don't dive into sense pleasure. Again, on the other hand, one could have a brahmachari dress, but at heart, may not be practicing so much brahmacharya life. Or whatever, renowned, sannyas life. But the Lord is within our heart, He is seeing everything. He is sarvasya chaham yadi sannyushto matta sriti gyanam apaham. So, Lord will remind us, He will give us now. Depending on how sincere, seriously we and even we are following instruction. We are surrendered. Jadrishi 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 kala. Je jathamam prapadyante. As we surrender to Krishna, according to our quality of surrender, tan tathiva bhajami aham. According to Lord also, sarvasi aham. So, it depends on the individual being. Some could be just career, leading a very controlled life, interesting life, is as good as Brahmacharya. But you have to learn an organization required to put different persons, different ranks, different categories, to for the for the running of the society, or the organization, the big organization. So, did we all the eight? No. So, look last week, talk intimately to me, decide to engage in sexual intercourse, endeavor for sex life, engage in sex life, something. Actually, Prabhupada early days used to say, this Mumbai is meant for building character. Sometimes we say also that habit is the
second
nature. So, character, nature, all these things are very difficult to control. But our movement started with young boys and girls. So Prabhupada said, Prabhupada could do. That's why he used to say, there is a green bamboo which can be bent and given different shapes and make different things, chair, table. There is an old bamboo. So though we sometimes struggle, fight against this, our urges, so that we don't carry that. So there are rules and regulations there. We are sincere and serious, follow. Gradually, we can make progress. And we have some confidence. So, all these things there, then I will tell that such person we see later on, the bad, most cases, they become victims. So we should be always very humble and try our best at the same time. Pray to the Lord feelingly and the Lord will help. So Srimad Bhagavatam many quotes that I like to read something or staying brahmachari. Can I ask somebody to read this? Who has got it? You can read. Staying brahmachari. Could you come here?
Yeah.
So how much time you have? I'll ask. Sometimes somebody can raise hand. We can discuss. What's from Bhagavatam? Let us read. Staying brahmachari. Okay?
If one can stay a brahmachari without being unduly agitated by sex desire, that is by far the best situation from which to aim at going back to Godhead. Without the heavy burden of family responsibilities, the distraction of social life, and the ever-present opportunity for sense gratification, the brahmachari can live simply and peacefully and dedicate his whole life and energy to understanding Krishna. Without having to cater to the expectations of often materialistic relatives, his only obligation is to please his Guru, Hari and the Vaishnavas. No need to get a job, no need to get a home, no need to go shopping for saris. Simply easy and nice. So even if there is some difficulty or occasional mental agitation, if you can at all do it, stay brahmachari. Avoid family life. Just see the example of Narad Muni and the Harishwars. Srila Prabhupada, brahmachari life is the easiest ashram to practice Krishna consciousness from. So little is required, a little prasad, a little service, and 6 feet of space to lay down your head at night and rest so you can continue to serve Guru and Krishna another day.
Once Vrindavan, Prabhupada asked that What is all this thing? He said, Baba, it's soap. Soap? For Brahmachari? See, that means Brahmachari is very simple. Why? The Baba said, they can eat some mud, this, that, to wash hands. Lagnam said, Baba, he used that, then all the pipe, you know, will be clogged up with mud. So you can see, I don't mean the other countries, in India especially, life should be very simple, as he's saying, 6 feet so they can lie down. Just 2 sets of clothes or something like that. Just leave the bare necessities, unnecessary, don't make artificial requirements like that. Should be. Okay.
A Grihastha has many responsibilities. A Brahmachari has no responsibility. His only responsibility is to serve Krishna.
Serve Krishna. Or serve his Guru, Devana. So on.
The real business of human life is to take the responsibility of spiritual advancement. So if one remains Brahmachari, he has no disturbance in that responsibility. But he becomes a Grihastha, disturbance is there. He cannot take wholeheartedly the spiritual responsibility. Opting to remain celibate is a great decision. It is called Brihadvrata, the great vow of perpetual celibacy. For it is not at all easy to follow. Maharaj Bhishmadev was awarded his name, meaning terrible, by the demigods upon his adopting this vow. For it is indeed a very difficult task to undertake. But for those who adhere firmly to this vow, it practically guarantees liberation. Brahmacharya is a path followed by only a few and rarely understood or appreciated. Those who decide to remain lifelong celibates may have to face doubts expressed by those who believe such a determination to be impossible to keep. And considering that several apparently stalwart devotees have fallen into the clutches of women, it may well seem impractical for others to try to maintain such rigid vows. However, the failure or setback of some does not pretend failure for all. Does not portend failure for all.
Once a great spiritual leader, your devotee, trying to fulfill the prediction of the Lord, every town, village, and he was asked in our organization, nice literature, nice prasad, wonderful devotees, good spiritual master, everything is there. Why so many problems? So many we see problems. Then he says, the root of all problems, do you know what? The brahmacharis, sannyasis, too much are sitting between them. Not it.
Although throughout history some renunciates have fallen victim to women, yet others have resisted female charms and thus gone on to achieve perfection. Our acharyas have never stopped encouraging devotees to aspire for the highest ideal despite the inevitability that some will slip along the way. That most brahmacharis eventually marry certainly does not mean that those determined to remain celibate cannot succeed. Seriously committed brahmacharis try to avoid the unnecessary entanglement of family life by dedicating their lives to Guru and Krishna. Even if householders are doubtful about the chances of such brahmacharis surviving, they need not cynically and unnecessarily try to break the spirit and enthusiasm of brahmacharis by telling them that they are fighting a hopeless battle. Such discouraging words may be due to enviousness on the part of such householders who take perverse pleasure in prodding brahmacharis to totter and fall.
I saw association is of paramount importance. If you want to become brahmachari, you should see who are long time strong brahmachari. A sannyasi, because association, by association you know a person. See, the crow is also a bird, swan is also a bird. Yeah? see the swan's nature, crystal clear water, these lotuses, bees are humming there and playing with the lotus tail. And garbage where there is all nasty thing goes. I think it's a feast. So who associated with them will become and as a will become. So you want to become pure. You want to become pure, then you have to stay away from sense object. This is always happening and history is repeating. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, so many stories. They always happen. I won't be affected. This is the beginning. No man become overconfident. This energy, material energy, after all, is the energy of the Lord. The Lord is more almighty. So naturally, this is also very powerful. As we say, duranta param. Very difficult. This is just, who can catch it? I'm falling in the ocean. Who can say I'm swimming across? Once he said, the Cassius Clay used to tell, he was a big boxer. He used to brag, I'm the greatest. I don't know whether anybody defeated him. I don't remember. Later on, by now he's old. Sometimes devotee go and interview many people, the devotees went and interviewing. He was concluding after the interview when devotee asked, he used to stay again. He says his last word is, I used to say that I was great. Now I realize I was great, greatest. No, I used to say I was greatest, yes. But I realize something now. What do you realize? I realized that I was the greatest fool. Why? I can see there is some controller now. I used to think that I see. Now I cannot take anybody, any Tom, Dick, Harry can drink glass of water, whatever he likes. You know? But I have got Parkinson. There is a paralysis one time. It's called Parkinson. Means whole body become paralyzed. You can move your feet like this, you can. Keep your head like that, you can. I cannot take a glass of water even now. And I used to think I was. So I can think, I realize I have the greatest food actually. They are controller. If you follow the greatest controller, isn't it?
Sometimes brahmacharis are accused of hypocrisy, that for all their caution in dealing with women, they are not free from sex desire and should therefore just get married. However, it is understood that a brahmachari is not free from sex desire. If he were, he would not be in this material world. Nevertheless, he is following the path by which sex desire is overcome.
As long as the body is there, this will be there. We are not wood. We are not stone. I tell you one story, nice. Once two boys talking, they happen to be they are not married. Whether you call them brahmacharya or not, they are not married. So one devotee is still disclosing his heart, I feel agitated. Other simply saying, I don't feel agitated. Sense of. Then you are alone with some woman, nobody is there, very close. No, nothing. Really? Nothing happened, you don't feel agitated? Disturbed? Then he told, going to his father. Chance came to his spiritual master, but he is saying like this. How is it possible? Let's call him. You say this, you are alone, and there's no woman, nobody is there, no little. Don't feel disturbed? No. What? You don't feel disturbed? No. So how is stone? Who would like think and say, of course, Sukadeva Goswami's case is different. So in that case, you sure? Yeah, I'm sorry, I'll take him to some doctor. Why? There's some disease. Something unusual. How? And they don't feel agitated. Then Prabhupada told another population that there is, in the Mughal Empire, when he was there, he will discuss so many subjects. And he has got his counselor, those who he with him discuss, talk. Some of them they make joke and very witty. So one day when they ask, is this greatest attraction in this material world is the attraction between opposite gender. So does it still remain somebody is going to die? And he said, his name was Birbal, Mithun Lava, he's from Rajasthan. He said, yes, my dear. I don't believe. He said, I don't believe. Somebody is going to die. Oh my, yeah. He's so deeply rooted. So we are discussing about Brahmacharya. They also have, but they just don't have it. So I say, how? He said, I will tell you, Maharaj, one day. Suddenly one day said, Maharaj, would you like to go out with me?
Yes.
So going in disguise, incognito. So Maharaj, can you, maybe Agvarsha, can you take your young princess, your daughter?
Yeah.
Princess. Covering. Then they went for some time and went to. They say, we come to this, going to this house. There's a man, anytime he can die. Oh, I said, let's go. And he's in dead bed, anytime he can die. So he's concerned. They say, Emperor of India is coming now. So glorious. He was also told, introducing, here is the emperor. Birbal indicated Arbosa, we stand in one side, let another side, another direction, let princess stand. And everybody is introduced and they took their position. The emperor, Arbosa and all that, his courtier, few of them. And only one, another direction on the princess. And after a long while, Birbal arrested the attention, draw the attention of the emperor, see where he is looking. He said, he's all the time looking at the princess. So what is your conclusion? He asked Akbar, who says, yes, it's very deep. Though he is going to die, still here. But you see, modern days, Buddha said, many countries will find their nightclub. You find many old people, maybe 80, still going there. You have money, ticket, it's very expensive for going there. Much more. Even also getting married. At the age of 80. Now what does it mean? Still very lasting. Who knows next life? They may not get human, but may get one to fulfill their lusty desire. So we should be very careful.
It is not an easy path and may take many years of careful practice to become perfect. That a brahmachari still has sex desire is not an indictment.
Many times somebody will ask and over answer sometimes. Those who find it difficult to maintain the purity of that ashram, renounced life, I mean brahmachari person. That over says, from now on, don't take very palatable dishes. Lots of oil, lots of ghee, lots of spice, very rich, but too hot, too sweet. To sour, especially at night. Don't eat full of belly, eat up to here, feast day. In the beginning, maybe it's okay, those are just joined. Yes, Prabhupada said. That is the attraction, prasad. Brahmachari is, Prabhupada said, always give Brahmachari good prasad, otherwise, what he has got. And to enjoy, there must be suffering, as long as his body is there. But first few years is okay. Then, if he's serious to make advancement, he should be careful about too much of the palatable dishes. It's simple. We have to sacrifice, not to control or arches, otherwise right? Especially at night, don't take strong food. At night, eat strong food, rasgulla, gulab jam. Really don't want to get into doing something you're not supposed to.
Right, Brahmachari?
Any question?
Milk.
Milk it, take moderate soup. Just a little soup. Not strong. Eat it. Because history repeats. History repeats. What happened? Yeah? In order to get something, high exalted position or beauty, you have to pay some price. Take it down, take it easy. Then you have to pay up. Tell me, any question?
That a brahmachari still has sex desire is not an indictment, nor does it mean that he must get married. That he is committed to fight against Maya is praiseworthy, even if his progress is slow. Of course, those whose mind constantly dwells on sex are not brahmacharis at all, and have no business being in that ashram.
This is what is called as hypocrite. Better get married, but don't dive into again same thing. It is not that. If I become, yes, oh, I return. Every life should be controlled. Otherwise, you cannot be leading a spiritual life. It's just so. You can't cheat others. We are cheating ourselves. You cannot cheat others. You cannot cheat God. You can cheat many people. It's possible. But we are cheating ourselves. We become weak. Your memory is weak. You don't have self. Of course, he may be something different. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. he goes to Gyastha's house, in fact they give sometimes Bhaktivedanta's. The Bhaktivedanta shall be taken, all the food they are very proud of, take, snatch it on the plate and give to the outside people. Outside, he may be Bhaktivedanta, just sometimes come to temple. So he has done both things, good. It's good for him. Good for him, because outside thing, if he becomes a doctor, he can take very nice Bharatapati samosa, gulab jam, sandesh, some coffee, right? Very good. Then they will come. Okay. That is why Uba started this love feast every Sunday. People come is to take prasad. And then simply by tasting prasad, he is tasting Krishna. This Krishna's prasad, Krishna's surrender there. Then gradually, this is also preaching. Prabhupada said, they will come, Prabhupada, people may not take books. Sometimes it becomes like that for some time. Then devotee distributes prasad. People will come. Please take prasad. Come to our
class. We do not want any false pretenders in numbers, but we want a single sincere soul. The relevant verse is Gita 3.6. One who restrains the senses of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Those who unnecessarily scorn the glorious Brahmachari ashram like to cite this verse. However, the next verse of Gita 3.7 describes actual Brahmacharis. On the other hand, if a sincere person tries to control the active senses by the mind and begins Karma Yoga in Krishna consciousness without attachment, he is by far superior. Krishna here speaks of controlling the senses by the mind. Those Brahmacharis who try to control the senses by force, by accepting a regimen of severe austerities, almost always fail and collapse miserably into sense gratification. Those who are naturally averse to sense intelligence, for whom living without comforts is pleasurable, we do not have to be coaxed into sadhana and service, are more suited for staying brahmachari. One can remain brahmachari whose desire to satisfy Guru and Krishna is stronger than his desire to satisfy his senses. Such level-headed brahmacharis try to control the active senses by the mind by applying in life what they have heard from Shastra. Those who can come to the platform of realization simply by hearing are most likely to remain brahmacharis for life. Whereas,
so we are very happy to see we have got regular brahmachari class. Eh? It's very good. Regular. Listen. Again, listen. Because to become a devotee, most important is first, out of 64 items. Sit very eagerly. Yeah. Not just have the attempt and sit down. No. But you have the attention. So interest is here. Krishna is within your heart. Sambhusu Chahmati Vishwami. Krishna is within the heart. He is watching. Who is have the attention sincerely? Su.
Whereas those who do not realize that they hear what they hear will have to make their own experiences in the Grihastha Ashram. Those intending to remain lifelong brahmacharis should particularly read and discuss those portions from Shastra that emphasize the value of remaining free from sex. The second part of this book provides a comprehensive review. Shastric descriptions of sexual entanglement are unreservedly factual and strong and are welcomed by renunciates who want to break their material attachments.
Nothing wrong to become a guest of our state. Bhaktivinoda tells many of our acharyas are guests, but no, they can dive deep into it. Probably means sometimes it's better to consult the Guru before a time pass, or he can tell you whether which one is suitable for you. To become Krishna, that is our goal. Not to become Brahmachari, become Sannyasi. It is all temporary. When you go back to Krishna, will Krishna ask for Brahmachari? You are a temple president? Nothing. Whether you are Krishna Bhakta, somebody attached to Krishna. Krishna's service, Krishna's service. Krishna's Dhamma, Krishna's name, Krishna's prasad, Krishna Katha. cut off from any material desire must come back here. Doesn't matter here, no material or not. So you have to become Krishna conscious, that's the point. But it helps. But Guru can tell, oh, I don't have a TV card. Okay, that's fine. But don't think that is the solution of problem because you can enjoy. No, no, no. There are also restrictions. That unrestricted and essential pleasure. Don't make cats and dogs. You have to make, or you have to respond to it, make your wife, make your children Krishna conscious. Every year there is responsibility. Every year there is responsibility. And the age of 50, give up your wife. Don't be attached. So see which one is suitable. See the pros, cons, everything. But we are not sure. Consult senior or good one. Who knows? Our purpose is not. Our purpose is how to become Krishna conscious. Last time suitable. Because you are very difficult to remain sannyasi, to remain brahmachari. Very difficult. But the result also, you can make so much at last. First thing is, you can become free from so many bodhis and so many. Just one thing you have to do. How to handle your business. Channel it to other persons. Distribute Guru, these guys. Get pleasure. To some extent, control your food habits. Control little senses. Pray to Krishna. Madan Mohan. Madan is who causes attraction. It is in opposite gender. So even Madan is attracted. His millions of Krishna will be put together. But Madan's put together is nothing compared to Krishna's. That means Madan is even captivated by Madan Mohan. There is a Krishna is called Madan Mohan. He captivates even Madan. In other words, if we surrender to Madan Mohan, if we pray to Madan Mohan, please help. Krishna, please help. Madan Mohan, please. We also try to lose control. Our also could have lived control. Then, all of a may not be so difficult. But don't expect one night. Okay. Any question?
Those who want to maintain such attachments may dislike such descriptions, but that is simply their misfortune.
Prabhupada used to say, sometimes, you are brahmachari, you are sannyasi, or say, I give you this, Brahmins, don't take it for granted. Be careful. Now qualify yourself. You are brahmachari? See, develop all these qualities. But direction is there. How to do it? Sincere, serious. Prabhupada's suggestion is there, instruction is there, to follow. Yeah. Overnight, don't expect. Still, there is so many casualties. Doesn't matter. Any course, okay. You do that as well. Carry on. Other mother, sometimes, boy, girl, make mistake, and come back. Okay. You do like that. When you are serious, sincere, you can make it in one life. Go back to Godhead. That's why so much importance is given. But when you enter into that ashram, you will hardly find time to do your sadhana. Without sadhana, you cannot make it. No. Nobody says, I am day and night working for Krishna unless you wish. No, you must get up early in the morning. You must take bath. You must come to Mangalarati. You must finish your 16 rounds, nothing. Very nicely. I do 2 rounds, I have so much work to do, and in the evening I am doing. You are running this. Any moment, you can become a victim. Anybody. So Buddha said, what I said, that I once told you. Neither was it, things become dry. So one day, one devotee, and devotees are sometimes attracted who can take big responsibility, big plan, big program. From organization point, Slovakian Christian monastery, yes, this person is necessary. I should be bad. So, one devotee staying in a small town, he's asked in a big city, big position, in charge. So you are enthusiastic. See, he does want to run and busy instructing his assistant, you do this, you do this, he also running. What is energy? He saw his guru. He said, so you have done your round? I have so much duties. What is my first instruction? And all your duties, what is the first and foremost thing you should do? Complete. Who will tell? Raise hand.
Chant minimum 6 minutes.
Everybody can hear. What is your first and foremost duty? Complete. Everyone should hear.
Chant minimum 16 lords of Krishna.
Very nicely, chant 16. Even if 16 rounds is nothing, one saintly person says, do so many rounds. Because Lord says, so many persons invite the Lord. He said, okay, if you are doing so many rounds, so one spiritual master like that, internationally, you know, or spreading the message of the Lord, could be desire of the Lord. So he asked, so we have to do this many rounds. Think of. So half. Still looking at like that, impossible. They say, half quarter. Now I won't make less than this. I say, you this round, this many rounds you do, but the rest of the time, you always keep yourself 24 hours in day, except when you're supposed to sleep, take rest, little bath, take shower, rest and work very, very hard for Krishna. And I don't exactly know what word he used. I think, or he may say, I hope Krishna will not even accept, maybe consider your cases. So you can think of, so everything getting diluted, watered down. We get very good. So this system not, so what happened? So he said, so he said, you don't know? He is having a dream. His guru is saying, you finished your round? No, I have got so many duties to do this one. What I say? No, we are supposed to do something. So we were doing that first thing only. And he changed it. And he running, running, came back to this. Came back to his own city he joined. Town, small town, in the temple, that small center, museum. He said, duty and why you came back? And then he told the story. It's not stupid, it's right. So do your 16 rounds, guys. And at any moment you can become a victim of mine. You know, doing service to Krishna is okay. Don't expect it. Because Guru said it. But Guru said you should take it very seriously. The first duty.
Those who become enlivened by such strong statements are fit candidates for trying to remain as brahmacharis.
Early days, devotees will come back at 10 o'clock sometime and go to take rest, maybe get up again at 2 o'clock. So 10, 1, 12, 4 hours. Some even earlier than finishing his hour. Wash his hand, mouth little, become a little fresh. Not take bath or change bed. Finish now. If it is time, we need to take a little bit. Otherwise, take bath. And thus we mean, cut down your eating, sleeping, all these things. But don't do it artificially. Only get taste. And that's it. You will know.
Those who become discouraged, thinking the challenge to overcome sexual attraction to be too tough, are not going to make it. Notwithstanding the opinions of others, the lifelong brahmachari goes on hearing and discussing such descriptions so as to maintain sharp spiritual intelligence. He must be firmly convinced that material life is no better than a ditch into which people pass through.
See, how strong word. Read it again. Everyone here.
He must be firmly convinced that material life is no better than a ditch into which people pass through.
Who was a material life means? So material life means playing, life of sense gets. How GOP in India say, and the other country say, eat, drink, marry. Simple and job. One day somebody asking his teacher, of course, different from his country, another country, very materially at birth. He asked, sir, can I ask you some question other than our subject? The old man, yes, like a philosopher, said something, nothing to do with all the subject. Yes, what is the meaning of life? He thought, closed his eyes, then opened and smiled. So, Prabhupada was also on the ass.
Prabhupada said, life is made for enjoyment.
The thing is, you don't know how to enjoy. Krishna is saying, how should you? Real enjoyment means enjoy spiritual. Yes. How about the Krishna? What Krishna like? Not what you like. What you like, you give. And already you enjoy it and give it to them.
He does not feel brahmacharya to be an oppressively difficult struggle, but counts his blessings daily for remaining safe from family life.
Time is over. So what will be? Time is over. Since you are listening now, you have time. Some may be mind is moving there and there. Pendulum. These are mind is like a monkey. Any second. So maybe sometimes tonic should take a little drop. Any tomorrow. So because you have to digest it. So what is there? And discuss, think of it. Have any common questions. Today. Make some mark in the any comment? It's very nice. We have regular class. I see big gathering, maybe 60, 70, yeah? Sitting. Yes. Yes. Giving that.
Body go back to body. If Krishna likes, yes.
But not necessary. Then what is the use of doing sadhana? No need to do sadhana. Yes? The one mentally was doing puja arati was so intense, though he had got nothing, simply mental thinking. And seeing the Lord, how sincere and serious he is. God asked me, I'm very pleased with him. Come back. Bring him back. So there is exception also. But we encourage devotees, there is sometimes exception in men, exception in mention. We shouldn't take it for granted, then everyone will do. Then nobody will do sadhana, only me. Does it make sense? So, we should always discuss our general and ideal cases. If you have got an ideal goal, the ideal case, at least you will make tremendous advancement. If you want to become a, suppose you are entering to school, your goal is to become a PhD. At least you try. From now on, at least have to become one of the 10th in the class. Yes? Then you know where you stand. I don't think you can try to progress. Okay. Any other? So I wish you all good luck. I see you are all eager. No. Actually I know nothing. I'm just asking to do it. And we, all of us, may be in the same boat. Same. We should all pray. We should not be overconfident. Okay. Always pray to Krishna. Krishna wants everything is possible. We can become Krishna conscious. That's all. Some or other sankhya, somebody may slip out. Doesn't matter. We can again try to become Krishna conscious. We should try to be dimming. It's too hard a struggle to consult your superior. Say your guru, who knows you well. But try to become Krishna conscious. It's not just become very loose, getting another asana. Nowhere there is such a license, loose life. You have to pay some price to become Krishna conscious. It's nice to see someone at your coming class. I did not know. I thought I will see some 25 words. That's fine. Maybe 2-3 times more. Shows your sincerity, eager, it's very good quality. You think, oh, I want to hope, and sometimes often making mistakes or incorrect. No, we can hope against hope. But others are case. Then we can catch dog, who knows what. But Krishna will see our sincerity. Krishna will see us, yes. He's within our heart. Don't feel it. At the same time, he's serious. And Krishna in time will reward us. Thank you. Hare Krishna. May Lord bless us.
Let us thank the Guru and Srimad Swami Maharaj for giving us this very precious time. Allow me chanting.
Oh, wait. Baba said everything should end. Will be perfect. Some prasad. I don't think prasad.